Hi, I'm Pete McCall. Welcome to episode 137 of All About Fitness. This episode is a special quick fit tip. The quick fit tip episodes are just little brief little snippets where I talk a little bit about a subject. In this case, I'm going to be talking about technology. Technology. Yeah, kind of funny, kind of ironic, because here I am talking into a microphone hooked up to a computer, talking about technology. And do we really need technology in fitness? You know, it's interesting because we've been doing fitness since the ancient Greeks and ancient Romans, tens of hundreds or tens of thousands of years ago, you know, whichever version of history you want to assume. But that's for a different podcast on another day. When we look at fitness, especially in the modern era, I find it interesting that you always have people trying to introduce more technology. You know, we have smartphones, we have tablets, we have computers, we have trackers. We have everything. You know, there's too much technology. It's like we're being inundated with screen time and keyboards. You know, the gym is just a place, in my opinion. The gym, exercise, is a place to get away from technology. Yeah, we can use technology like heart rate monitors to track our progress. We can use slow motion video cameras to look at athletic performance and look where we get that tenth of a second of performance. So technology can make a difference, but is it necessary? And what is technology? Is there technology that can help you exercise better? You know, I think the only technology that can help you get a six-pack abs is a baseball bat. And I say that, just have a friend hit you with a baseball bat every time you try to eat something with high sugar or high calories that's off your diet. There's technology. You know, your friend hits you in the head every time you try to have a muffin or a donut or, you know, a cookie. That's technology at use for you. So we have to define what technology is. The reason why I say this, over the course of the next few episodes of All About Fitness, and this is one of the reasons why I took a little break for a little while, if I've been putting together a whole series talking about technology and fitness. You know, Bryce Hastings, which was a couple episodes ago, Bryce Hastings works with Les Mills. Les Mills uses technology to not only bring you workouts in the gym, but now delivers their top workouts directly to you at home. There's a variety of technology that delivers exercise to you, yet we still have an obesity problem. So is technology the answer? Is technology really what's going to make you fit? Is that going to make the difference? Is that next app that you download? Is that next technology toy you buy? Is that really going to help make a difference in your fitness program? Over the next few episodes of All About Fitness, I speak with some of the top experts, not only in exercise, but I speak with one of the top researchers looking at the motor cortex. I speak with an author who wrote a book about how our brain learns movement patterns. All to bring you the answer, do we need technology? Is technology and fitness like chocolate and peanut butter? You know, if you remember that old commercial, a little peanut butter in my chocolate, a little chocolate in my peanut butter. You know, a little bit of fitness with tech might be good. A little bit of tech with fitness might work. But in my opinion, too much might not be necessary or might not be necessary. Over the next couple episodes of All About Fitness, we're going to be taking a deep look at technology. Are we using technology correctly when it applies to fitness? How can we use technology to help you achieve a better life through exercise and physical activity? So check back in the next couple episodes of All About Fitness while we take a deep dive, a deep, deep, deep dive into the role of technology and fitness. Thanks for stopping by this quick fit tip. And keep coming back for future episodes of All About Fitness.